Hello, this is Kuze from the Any Other Bright Ideas podcast. A podcast about whatever the fuck I feel like. So, if you don't like it, well, you don't have to subscribe, motherfucker. And for those of you who do subscribe, I apologize for not putting out a podcast in about like a month. But shit's been happening, so yeah, I'd rather keep that shit to myself. So, anyways, on to topic. To topic. Oh shit, I don't have notes. Well, you expect that, because hell, I don't use notes. I find notes just kind of useless, because this all comes from head and mind and everything, and I just, it's impromptu and short. But, anyways, I'm finally going to get the USB adapter for my DS so I can play it online next weekend, along with Resident Evil Deadly Silence, which comes out in, today is the 4th? It comes out in 3 days. Comes out this Tuesday, but I'm getting it this weekend because can't buy a game during the week because I don't have the time. But anyways, recently, very recently, like, just like, last month, oh wait a second, no, I haven't put a podcast in 2 months, but January, I got new classes. Slightly, instead of having my really really hard thinking classes, I have, note copying classes. Just memorize notes and you'll do fine. Yeah. And gym. God, I hate gym. I'll tangent to that later on, but Resident Evil Deadly Silence. Want that game so very badly, but it's a bum rap that took out the Nintendo Wi-Fi feature. Bum rap. Because I was looking forward to it, because when I was looking at it on Wiki, en.wikipedia.org/Resident Evil. Yeah, /Resident_Evil. My head hurts. And I'm hungry. I'm either really hungry or I gotta take a huge crap. Oh well. It'll wait. It's gonna wait, because I don't feel like pausing right now, because unless it's crippling pain, I'm not gonna move. It might end up being that way. Because it's... ooh. Okay, so I got mentioned on, what's it called? Robbie Fargo's podcast, J-Pop Blast. jpoplast.libsyn.com. I can't feel my ass. Sorry. If you don't know this about me already, I'm a huge survival horror fan, so I'll do a show just for that. Eventually. Oh, jeez, my ass hurts. Oh, jeez, I'm gonna have to pause right now. Be right back. Okay, so this is 2 minutes after I left, and apparently it's just gas. Which is a good thing for some people. It'll hurt for a while, but I'll be okay. Let's see. Windows. Complete and utter crap. Crap, crap, crap. Crap, 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 crap. Man, the only reason I want the Wi-Fi thing is so I can play Mario Kart with the NWP, which is Jackie from Twinkie Beyond, twinkiebeyond.libsyn.com, Colm and Todd, www.theculmination.com. I still can't spell that. And Brett from Wicked Pissa Podcast, wickedpissa.libsyn.com. Well, maybe, and Kelly. I forgot her link. I know I have her link. She has like one pod. She has her promo out already. She's like at. And oh yeah. Her link is thekezyears.podomatic.com. And no, I will not do editing. I might do editing, but I probably won't, because I like the lo-fi. That's why I like Bretts. I like Twinkies, aka Jackie. But I like Jackies, but still, I prefer the lo-fi because it's less work for me, which is a very good thing. Because I'm lazy. Because I'm a lazy fuck. Let's see. Great. Some things are just idiotic. Like letting yourself get kicked in the balls. Not by a Ninja Turtle. Not once. But twice. Ah, oh, great. Wind. A lot of wind. I'm starting to worry that my, the room I'm recording in right now will fall in. That's what worries me. Yeah. You'd be worried too. If I could beat through the wall in about like a couple seconds with a plastic baseball bat, because I could beat through my door with a plastic baseball bat. That's why I don't have privacy anymore. Which sucks. Because the other person in the house knows how can hear. Which is complete bullshit. Ah, oh boy. Oh yeah, I forgot I was recording for a couple seconds. But what's it called again? But Mario Kart, man, the AI in battle mode's dick. I mean, in battle mode, they only give you one balloon. Just one. Just one. I'd ask for three, like, to be fair. But, no. Oh well. Stupid torrent, motherfucker. Let's see. Resident Evil Deadly Silence, even though it's not out for another 4 days. Got an 8.0 on one up. And you know what? I'm going to record myself getting a account as soon as the stupid page loads. Okay, Skype, JLi's on. Robbie Fargo's idol. Let's see who's on my MSN list. You know what? Screw it. I already have my own blog. I should have like 3 blogs. Free stuff. If I want free stuff, I'll do the little thing called the five finger discount. Even though I shouldn't say I can do that. Or I shouldn't say I do that. You know, if I was a little more immature, I'd go, eh, doo-doo. Even though it's... Trying to think, what's it called? Yeah, you never know who's listening. They don't... Some people might not appreciate the toilet humor. Toilet humor. Toilet humor, toilet humor. Sorry, my brain hurts very much. Ow. Ow. Beer clock. So, if I... If you haven't figured this out by now, I mumble. And ramble on. Getting on. Let's see. Man, the old, one of the original versions of Resident Evil 4, the second version, I think, the second and fourth version, second and third versions, looked a lot cooler. And Resident Evil 1.5 was good. Oh, just letting you know, my opinion, in my eyes, is always right. You don't have a problem with it? Fuck off. Cause I don't give a shit. So, dude. Da da da. Man, Audacity's a bitch. I would have rather used GarageBand. But I have Windows. Screw you, Windows. Screw you, Apple. Oh boy. And I get angry. A lot. I get angry over nothing. Huh. Oh. And, if you haven't noticed, if there's like a long... Oh, I also thought up the own drinking game. Long silence, you take a drink. So, me going... Or... take two drinks. You hear me go, take a drink. And if you hear me go through an entire episode without using the word fuck, drink the whole damn, drink like two bottles. Because that's not gonna happen. And if it does, you're gonna get trashed. But wait a sec, no, wait, that's not healthy. On second thought, don't do that. The drinking game for this podcast would probably get you wasted within the first 20 minutes. Uh-huh. You know what, I'm just gonna pause here. I'm gonna plug in some music and to let you enjoy. On second thought, nah, I won't, because I'm a dick. Let's see, I finally beat Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories, almost be infected, halfway done with Mario Kart, oh yeah, South Park, toilet humor at its finest, Let's see. Crap. How much money do I... Let's see. Pause. Okay, and back. Got another call on myself from Sprint, which is like the 12th time today. Is it just me, or is it like phone company... Our phone company is calling your... Oh, wait. Shit, I know why. Crap, I need to pay the bill. Crap. Shit. As long as the phone works. One sec. Let me check my voice. See if my phone still works. Please work, please. Oh, motherfucker. Motherfucker, my phone got cut off. Damn it. Shit. Damn it. Fuck. My mobile got cut off. Ah, shit. Can't even check my motherfucking voicemail. Oh, this ain't the first time my phone's been cut off, because guess who doesn't pay the bill? No one in this house pays the bill. It's not my responsibility. Motherfucking... I'm gonna get talked to all. Shit. Damn. 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 Sorry. Let's see. Hasn't there been a place where it's been so fuck? We have nothing to talk about, but it's gonna happen. I know who will want to take you, take me home. Closing time.
What you got real hard? Let me need a TR beer.
Sorry, I just had to do that. Okay. I can't think of anything. Can't call up anyone. I'm out of material. My head hurts. You know what? I'll be right back. Lipton green iced tea with citrus. Actually, pretty damn good. The dye one's good too. Let's see. Well, might as well get into this. My fandom of horror games all started with what else? Resident Evil. Resident Evil got me into it. Silent Hill got me there. Siren made me stay for good. For those of you who don't know, Siren is this really, it's this strange stealth horror game. It's with very, very minimal action. Most of the time you're sneaking. Really slow. But it's fun. TV funny. But anyways, Resident Evil. I started out not wanting to play Resident Evil 2. I got it in second grade, anyways. Played it. I didn't know how to shoot at the very beginning. But it just took off from there. Then I got Resident Evil Director's Cut. I don't know where that went. Probably sold it by accident. Got stuck in a pile. Then Resident Evil either Code Veronica or 3. Because I got Code Veronica soon after I got the Dreamcast. Which was before I got Resident Evil 3. But I put off... Then the gap. In that gap, I bought Resident Evil Gaiden. Not the wisest purchase. Then I got the remake of the first one. Never bought the remake. Never bought the. I only bought two of the GameCube ones, the remake and the and Resident Evil 4. I got it brand new at Walmart. They didn't check my ID. Actually, I didn't have ID. It was like late last year. It was fun. I got like close to the 2 weeks after school started. Even with school, I've been in 2 days. Short as shit. But it's violent. I mean, I just wish that the enemies respond. I said, wait, like, they do. They respond somewhere where you can't see them, then they kind of attack sneakily. But I found a way to beat Resident Evil Remake using an action replay for GameCube. And like, in less than half hour, you skip like the majority of the first disc. But it's still, I mean, I sat there. I beat the game 4 times in one night. Just to see all the endings. Then, like, 2 years ago, I got Resident Evil Outbreak near the end of school year. Didn't get to play it online till like during the summer. I was up till 5 o'clock every night in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning. Every night, just playing that game online. Hell, some days I'd go for 48 to 72 hours. No sleep. But still, it was like, I used to roll with Yoko, Elisa, either, and one of the other characters. I think it was George. Probably George or Kevin. Because I didn't play very many characters. I'm trying to figure out. Oh yeah, the first character I played as, I think it was, yeah, it was Yoko. Like, the day it came out, I bought Resident Evil Outbreak File 2. I had my friend, it was at Walmart. Yeah, it's habit. I end up buying a lot of my games from Walmart. Because there's two in town. And they're surprisingly cheap. But, Resident Evil Outbreak File 2. I played for, like, 2 weeks. Because it was boring. It's just more of the same thing. Which is the most retarded thing I've ever seen. I only beat it to see the finale. Resident Evil Outbreak File 1, they leave on helicopter. Resident Evil Outbreak File 2, they either leave truck or they leave helicopter. I mean, bored. Yeah. And then after that, I got Resident Evil Outbreak, Resident Evil 4. I'm really glad they're not gonna make another Outbreak. That got boring. Unless they're gonna add a headset. Huh? Forget it. I'm not buying it. Actually, no. Scratch that. I will buy it. Just won't play it as long as I did with Resident Evil Outbreak File 1. I was hooked to that one. But, let me think. Oh, for the love of fucking cat. Go. Leave. Go away, cat. Okay. One sec. One second. Yeah. Back. The cat bothered me. Again. And I've noticed I've gone away a lot. Meh. It's nearing 30 minutes. Longest episode so far. Because my first two attempts at this were like in December, and they were like 15 minutes before I ran out of material. So I decided to go on. But, back to the story. I got Resident Evil as, Silent Hill, not Resident Evil. Silent Hill was a gift for Easter. First time I played it. Couldn't play 15 minutes without being scared shitless. Yeah, I remember I was in elementary school back then, so. cut me some slack, man. Not that much of a pussy. But, oh, shit. Microphone too close. Yeah. I'm not that much of a pussy now. I mean, I can play the first Silent Hill without wincing. This isn't as bad as when I shit. Well, you're talking to the guy who accidentally. No, wait, you're talking to the guy who crapped on the floor while playing the import of Final Fantasy IX. Yeah, that's why I never play video games in the buff anymore. I get too into it and. Oh, the poop. On the floor. Oh, sorry for that really long pause. TV kind of absorbed. But, anyways. Silent Hill. I pissed myself. The only time I beat the game, I was at my grandma's house. Everyone was asleep except me, because when I play survival horror games, I try to make myself crap when I'm playing them, because I like to scare myself. I don't play them in the middle of the fucking day, surrounded by people. Unless I'm playing it at someone's house, and we're alternating. But there's just... But then Resident Evil 2. I never beat Resident Evil 3. It got boring. And confusing. I mean... Huh. Let's see. But Resident Evil 4, working on it, like halfway through the game. No, more than halfway. Yeah, more than halfway. But, there's this one survival horror game I will never play again. It's called Lifeline. Yes, it's a survival horror. Because it's aiming to scare you. The control scheme, you only need one finger to play the damn game. Just one finger. And a lot of patience, one finger, and your voice. I mean, the controls were so awkward. I mean, she was so stupid she couldn't understand. Walk north. She couldn't understand, walk, or go to cabin number 4. She would say, what was that? Like, you fucking bimbo, why don't you fucking go where I fucking said? Yeah, I don't want to yell, because everyone in the neighborhood would hear me. Well, most of the days, survival horror is being mislabeled as zombies and yeah, all that shit. But excuse me. Let's see. Parasite Eve. Great. The first game was great. Never played the second one. Heard bad things about it. Never. Wait a sec. I'm pretty sure I could pick it up pretty cheap at Rhino's. Eh. I'll find it. Oh, one sec. And back. Let's see. Oh, crap. I lost my train of thought. So off to a new tangent. On the subject. The Sims. You wouldn't believe how addicted I was to those damn games. I started playing. Didn't stop. It became unhealthy. Oh, well. I mean, seriously, that's all I played at one point. Let's see. I owned all of them. I played The Sims 2. I played The Sims. I played the PS2 version. I bought it the day it came out. It was crap. Never beat it. The Sims busting out. Beat it. 100%. Played it online. Loved it. Hi. Oi. Let's see. 3D fighters. Kind of grew up on them. Prefer 2D, but grew up on 3D. Grand Theft Auto. Got stale. And I only beat one of them. I only beat one of them, and that's the PSP version. Yeah. Let's see. I only beat it like a week ago. I felt like I just blew up the Berlin Wall. Or the Great Wall of China. Well, everything is all going to hell. So I'm gonna cut this off here, but before I do, we gotta do some shoutouts. No, by we, I mean I. First off, Twinkie Beyond, check out my man Jackie at twinkiebeyond.libsyn.com. Check out Robbie's podcast, jpopblast.libsyn.com, Apocalypse Style, www.apocalypsestyle.com. Make Aloha Adventures, www.makealoha.com, I'm not sure. Brett's Wicked Pizza Podcast, wickedpizza.libsyn.com. Let's see. I don't remember a lot of these. The Keziers. TheKeziers.podomatic.com. Let's see. Crap, let's figure out what. Security Now, grc.com/securitynow.htm. All these are in the iTunes music store, so whatever. Dictionary Joystick, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but it's in iTunes, I think. But, let me think. Hometown Tales.com. If I kind of talk fast, it's because I try to get through this as fast as possible. Ooh, yeah. Crap. Well, I'm gonna cut this off here. Until next time, don't fucking fuck up. See ya, man.